Look at one idea related to that of Shalach Manos. So Shalach Manos, which we give gifts to our friends on Purim, Mishlach Manos Ish Lo Yehu. So what's notable is that in the Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Sadi Hei, it's actually not part of its own mitzvah. Where we saw that Megillah's own mitzvah and Matanos of Yonim, and even technically Suda has its own mitzvah to it. But Mishlach Manos or Shalach Manos is actually included within the mitzvah of Suda's Purim. So even though there are really four mitzvahs of Purim, but Shalach Manos actually in Siv Dalid, it's not in its own thing. It's like after discussing all the things you have to do for Purim and having a meal for Purim and Chayav Inish L'Besume, the way we drink on Purim, then towards the end of that whole siman it says Chayav L'Shloch L'Chaver Shtei Manos Basar Shalmine Ochlin. Person is obligated to send to his friend two manos, two portions of basar, says the Shulchan Aruch, O Shalmine Ochlin. So we are always under the assumption when it comes to sending food for Shalach Manos, so leaving the shul shalach manos aside, that we have that idea, one should try to, as we mentioned every year, make sure that you're giving at least two packages to two different people. One you're going to give directly hand to hand. The other one you're going to do through a shaliach, then to somebody else. Mishloach manot. So we usually give one through a shaliach. So the simplest way to do it, you come to shul in the morning, after you hear the Megillah, you give one person one, and the other give it to another person to give as indirectly to somebody else as your shaliach. That's how we do it. What's notable, though, it says that Shtei manos basar, two pieces of meat. Now, don't we always assume that you actually have to give two different foods, a food and a drink, two different foods? Maybe that's enough. So the wording of the Rambam is chayav adam l'shloach v'chein chayav adam l'shloach shtei manos basar, two portions of meat, o shnei minei tavshel, or two other cooked foods, o shnei minei ochlin l'chavera, or other types of foods that are not cooked, to your friend. Shnei manos l'shloach manis t'shreyu. Shtei manos ish echad. Two manos, two portions. And it doesn't say anything about two different things. Certainly doesn't say anything about two brachos. Nothing associated with that at all. So the Aruch HaShulchan is the one that writes on it and says, it obviously has to be shnei minei ochlin, two different types of food that you're actually giving. But the Rambam wrote two pieces of meat. So the Aruch HaShulchan has to say that what the Rambam means is two pieces of meat from two different places. You're giving duck and chicken, whatever, something like that. But not that you're giving white meat and dark meat. That white meat and dark meat seems to be one piece of meat. So that's what the Shmuel Kamenetsky over here suggests, that it's really referring to two different pieces of meat that you're actually giving, based on the Aruch HaShulchan, on the Rambam. And in fact, that's usually what people do. We try to give two different foods, or a food and a drink. But to give two slices of meat, of the same part of the meat, that would seem to be the same thing. And so therefore, it seems to be the idea you're supposed to be giving two different ideas. What two different foods? What's this about? Tafrei Sadehei is about Sudas Purim. So ideally, when you give a meal, when you give Shalach Manos, one of your ideals is actually to give something that a person is going to actually use for their Purim Suda itself. And we see this also, because what do poor people do to Aniyim? What do? They exchange meals. That's what they're actually doing. So the whole idea of Shalach Manos is really a Purim meal-based gift that you're actually giving to somebody else. Of course, we're minoeg, we give other things as well, but the foods have to be ready to be eaten, or something they can use, something like that. But the ideal form of it is actually a form of Shalach Manos, is actually part and parcel of the Seuda itself. So think about this, even if you're going to be taking part, and we of course request that you take part of a Shul Shalach Manos, or a Purim Shuttle, of course we request that you do that, and even if you're giving it to your friends, you should at least have one or two set aside that actually have something significant. If you're going to go to someone's house, bring them a bottle of wine with something else that they can actually use for the Suda, or give it to somebody else, something that's going to be you're going to actually use for the Suda. This idea that Shalach Manos is actually part of Suda's Purim, although it is its own unique mitzvah into itself, we still see it as a part of the Suda of Purim itself. So you're going to be giving different types to different people. Try to see if you can get one or two of them. They're going to be actually Suda-based Shalach Manos.